AgriLife Extension Agent Johanna Hicks will be in charge of the annual Creative Arts Contest during Fall Festival again this year. With Fall Festival now coordinating with the annual Stew Contest, it will be next month before entries will be received. Ms. Hicks tells us what categories there are in the contest.
We have clothing, which is clothing that has been constructed, and we also have wearable art, which may be something that they've decorated, like a t-shirt or a jacket that they've decorated. We have food preservation, which typically is a very large category in our fair. We love to see all the beautiful canned goods that are brought in. The bake show, this is where they will actually bake their product and bring it for tasting. And we recommend that they bring their baked goods the day of the judging, so it will be the freshest. We also have a decorated cakes division, and Sulphur Bluff School is always really good about their students bringing their decorated cakes, and they do an amazing job. These cakes will not be cut. They're strictly judged on appearance. And then we have handiwork, which includes all the needlework, knitting, crocheting, embroidery. We also added a category for hand beaded items in that category. We have Holiday Corner, which is not only Christmas, but Thanksgiving, 4th of July, any type of holiday decoration or tablecloth, wall hanging, whatever. We have Creative Crafts that include ceramics, stained glass, painted wood accessories, crafts, and then a miscellaneous thing. Then we have Art, which typically is a very large category in our show. Photography is another really big one. We also do scrapbooks. We'll accept scrapbooks. Quilts. Now, we don't want to conflict with the quilt show, but the quilt show is in September this year. But we do have quilts. We usually don't have a whole lot, but we do have a few. And then our doll category is kind of interesting. This is dolls that they've either made the clothing or they've made the doll themselves. And then we have horticulture. We love our horticulture entries, and we know that a lot of people are very interested in gardening and crops. And so this one, we do have agriculture, which would include vegetables and fruits, cut flowers, which is just as it indicates, potted plants. And now I know getting into October, you're not going to see a whole lot of produce from a garden, but a lot of people do beautiful potted plants, and so that will be a category. Hanging baskets, succulents, which would be like the cactus. A lot of people are interested in those. And then we have a category for dried flowers or potpourri, things like that, that fall under horticulture. And then we have a woodworking division. We've had some beautiful woodworking brought in before. And then we have the nursing home and assisted living division, which is judged separately from the others. So there's really a category for everybody, so we want people to go ahead and start planning their entries now, and there will be more information as time goes by.
KSST News.